This is the brief on the ESRA Foundation series. Today, we're going to tease the six core ESRA Foundation modules, showing busy credit analysts and investment officers exactly why environmental and social, or E&S risks, are actually bottom-line financial issues. First, we have to look at the one pattern. Look, E&S risk isn't some parallel siloed compliance thing. It's literally the direct underlying driver of credit, legal, and reputational risks that land right on a lender's books. Managing this isn't just a job for the E&S specialists either. It's your finance and legal teams who hold the real leverage here. Treating these risks like an annoying compliance checkbox is kind of like ignoring a slow leak in a submarine. It will eventually sink your entire investment. Second, we're shifting from the risks to the actual rulebooks governing them. You've got the IFC performance standards for the private sector, the World Bank's ESF for sovereign lending, the Equator Principles for commercial banks, and the FDB Integrated Safeguards for African projects. So what happens if you're co-financing a deal and two of these frameworks overlap? Well, the golden rule is that the most stringent provision absolutely becomes your design ceiling. Finally, let's talk about the severe consequences of failing to enforce those rules. Most E&S failures aren't technical mysteries, you know? They are straight-up implementation failures, where a management plan looked totally perfect on paper but lacked actual site supervision. And hey, if you're assuming a project can just fly under the radar, no way. Organized communities have proven power through independent accountability mechanisms, like the World Bank's inspection panel, to completely halt or relocate non-compliant projects. Dive into the full ESRA series to really master these frameworks, because an environmental problem never stays just an environmental problem. It inevitably becomes your financial problem.